Inside on Business, the news hour, is made possible with support of the Strudelhaus, the Metro's only authentic Austrian cafe, bakery, and wine bar, strudelhaus.com. And RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts, with offices across the greater Des Moines Metro. Find them at realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. It is Friday, and we're ticking up on 6 o'clock. But before we get there, we have Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines in the studio with her list of cool stuff to do this weekend and beyond. And we all get a yay.
Yay.
Hey, what's going on?
It's Friday.
Is it?
That's what's going on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, only two more working days till Monday, ladies
That's
and gentlemen.
Right. That's right.
That is your life.
That is my... The weekend is my main time to shine.
That's it.
It is.
I mean, you're just putting together all these lists during
right.
the week, but
right.
on the weekend, you got to go out there and do it.
Right. I'm a list maniac during the week, and then I
perform
on the weekend.
Yeah. Right. So where are we performing this weekend?
All right. Well, talk about performing. At Hoyt Sherman Place, there's going to be a magic show.
Ah.
It's called Abracadazzle.
I wonder if they could make me disappear.
I bet they could. I bet they could. This is from 7 to 10 p.m. tomorrow night, Saturday, May 21st. Abracadazzle. The top name magicians and puppeteers from the showrooms of Las Vegas, from famed cruise ships and national television, will be here
in
Des Moines for your entertainment pleasure. Magic. Abracadazzle. Here, Hoyt Sherman Place, tomorrow, 7 p.m. See it.
Those of you who are having some marital issues, you could get your spouse to disappear.
Absolutely.
At this event. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Whee! Funny. Ooh, here's another exciting one. Also for tomorrow, they are having a Chili Fest at Malo Saturday, tomorrow, 11 a.m. Chili Fest.
Doesn't Malo mean angry or something like that?
I thought it means bad, but
it's good.
But it's good. So, so don't worry about it.
Malo Chili Fest.
Okay, so it says, join executive chef Matt Howard and George Formaro,
of course,
for a combination of spice. Enjoy your favorite Latin cuisine with a kick. They're going to have all day long. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 the day of, 21 plus. It includes all of this food
tomorrow?
And a drink tomorrow. Yes,
wow.
At Malo. The menu includes Chipotle agave chicken wings.
Ooh.
Yeah, spicy chorizo lettuce wraps.
Yes.
All sorts of chili infused foods for your ticket. $15 in advance for food and drink at Malo.
You know, if you can't wait, you might just want to slip over there tonight for dinner.
That's true. That's true. I'm sure maybe the chefs will be trying out some stuff tonight. But that sounds just so good. Carnitas, everything chili for only $15 for all you can eat and a drink.
$15.
I can't even imagine. That's just amazing.
That's
you got to check that out.
Wow. Good deal.
Yes. Ooh, this one sounds interesting. They are going to bring a butterfly garden to Gray's Lake tomorrow. From 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., it's $10. You can create a take-home planter and see the butterfly garden.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I was talking with some individuals from the Neil Smith Wildlife Refuge about butterflies and milkweed and trying to attract butterflies.
Yeah.
This is a big deal.
Yeah. Well, I just noticed in my yard, we just moved into our house last year, and they must have been trying to attract butterflies because there's milkweed everywhere.
Very nice.
So I might have a lot of butterflies.
You are a sustainable person.
I might. We also have a lot of rabbits and a lot of foxes and weird wildlife, but, you know, hey, whatever. Anyway, tomorrow, Butterfly Garden, Gray's Lake Terrace, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, $10, create a take-home planter. Otherwise, it's free if you don't want the planter.
If you don't want the planter,
right.
Yeah. Right.
Sounds fun. Of course, it's a Des Moines Symphony weekend. Tchaikovsky, all Tchaikovsky this weekend. Yes, they have a couple different performances, but one is tomorrow night. You can see them probably Sunday afternoon. Just go check out the Des Moines Symphony website and buy tickets and go and watch the symphony. The
how relaxing that would be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after a crazy busy week like we have.
Right.
And then go just kind of settle in and listen to some Tchaikovsky.
That sounds amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
And if you don't want to do that, you can go to the Iowa Chocolate Festival.
There you go. Chocolate!
This one is at the Iowa State Fairgrounds in the Knapp Learning Center. This is Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m.
2 days of chocolate.
2 days of chocolate, not just one. Adults are only $8, children are $5, and they have a Groupon that you can purchase to make the entrance even cheaper. So it says for one weekend in May, the fairgrounds is going to transform into the confectionery capital of the country.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds good. It says they're going to have like lots of local and national bakers from across the state compete in chocolate categories. They're going to have truffles, fudge, chocolate cake. What could you not love about the Chocolate Fest?
For 2 days.
For 2 days at the fairgrounds.
Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Get your chocolate on.
Yeah. I mean, they just have a fest for everything these days, don't they?
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
Bacon Fest, Chocolate Fest,
mm-hmm.
Wine
the Sweet
Fest.
Corn Festival. I mean, there is just a festival for everything. Love it.
Hmm.
Also this weekend, Market Day.
We need a kimchi festival.
Kimchi festival. Well, they have a pho festival.
A pho?
Pho.
Pho?
You know, the soup.
Oh, yeah.
Rice noodle soup. They had a pho festival.
Pho festival.
It was great.
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I should say what they were calling the name of the festival. It was the pho King Festival. Got it. Anywho, Market Day. Also this weekend, Saturday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's a pop-up market. Since 2009, they've had this every year. The pop-up market, Capitol Square, 400 Locust Street. Lots of original vendors from local areas, Des Moines, surrounding areas. Lots of vendors, 70 plus. It's a huge event. Market Day in Capitol Square. Go get your shop on. Go buy local things.
Stuff.
Market Day.
You know, we had Kat Rocket Ship on with us last week, I think it was.
Mm.
And
mm-hmm.
she was talking about Market Day. Oh. This is an opportunity for people to go out and really get into this indie craft. This is not your grandmother's craft fair.
Mm-mm.
This is really some cool stuff. And it's got all that neat sustainability to it as well, because they repurpose books and they repurpose jewelry and doorknobs. Just all kinds
You're so
of
so much more creative than I am. So much
yeah,
more creative.
Too, yeah.
Yes.
That's why I like to go.
Exactly. Get some good ideas and buy some local stuff. Ooh, here's a fun one. They're going to be doing a moon float at Gray's Lake Park. Always fun when you can get in on a moon float. They do it about once a month. It's going to be this Saturday this month from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. You don't make any reservations for this one. You just show up. It's $6. You get a half hour to paddle into the moonlight and sit in a boat with
Watch
the moonlight.
The moon.
Yes, they put some lights on the boat. And it's just a fun little relaxing half hour moonlight boat ride at Gray's Lake. Yes, they call them the moon float.
Moon float.
Yeah.
When is
fun.
This?
This one is Saturday.
Okay.
8:30 to 10:30.
Night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. $6. Don't make a reservation. Just show up and...
Get
first
on,
come, first serve. Yes.
Go for it.
Oh, here's one if you want to get some activity in. It is the Run with the Police with the Des Moines Police Department.
Run from the police.
Run with anything you would like to do with the police that involves running. this is going to be a run to benefit Special Olympics Iowa. This is going to be tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And you can just go for a 5K and run with the police.
All right.
For a good cause.
I know some people that have probably had some practice at that.
I bet you have. I bet you have. And hopefully they won't be there
yeah,
at
probably,
the same
no,
time.
They're detained.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well... here's something else to do. They are starting up. They do this every year. They're starting up their stable tours again at Prairie Meadows.
So you
stable
go see
tours.
The horses.
Yes. They give you a whole tour of the stables. You get to see the horses. What kid wouldn't like to go see horses? This just sounds really fun. They're doing this from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. This Saturday, May 21st.
Tomorrow.
Yep. They're going to do it actually once a month. The next one's June 18th, then July 2nd. But this month, it is tomorrow, May 21st. You just show up at 8 a.m. Then you get in line. The tour lasts 30 minutes. And you get in a little bus. And they take you around to the...
Yeah. Really?
Stables, you can get out, you can see the horses, and it's free. Who doesn't
free?
Want it? Yeah, who doesn't
a free
want
it? Tour of the back story
mm-hmm.
of Prairie Meadows. Nice.
Yeah. Yep. You can bring kids. You can bring kids. It's it is very, very fun. Yeah. Go see.
Go horses see horses
and stables and whatever they do at
you
Prairie
got a
Meadows.
Lot of stuff going on tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, there's a lot of Yeah, well, let's just do one for Sunday then.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Valley Junction Arts Festival.
Hey, Jim Miller, are you listening? Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Valley Junction Arts Festival is on Sunday. Nice.
Yeah, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Art, fine art show, crafts, fine arts. Come down and support local. They're going to be refreshments available from food vendors and lots of art and fun. And Valley Junction is just always a fun place to hang out.
It is always. You know, and the cool thing about that, you can visit those very eclectic shops along historic Valley Junction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't think there are two that are alike. And you can spend the entire day down there and mm-hmm. do lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we had lunch, is it Cooper's?
Cooper's. Oh, so good.
What a mm-hmm. great place. And met the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
So good. And G. Miggs is down there. Yeah. Oh my gosh, such good food. And great shops. And
the
go
art
down
festival.
For the art festival. Yes. If you
On
haven't
Sunday.
Been down to the farmer's market yet, they started up the Thursday night farmer's
yeah,
market
boy.
Music. Just love Valley Junction. All right. We got one more for you. And this one is for next week.
Okay.
This one is in your neck of the woods. It's the bike rodeo at Colby
yes.
Park. Yes.
Is this in conjunction with the mayor's bike ride?
It could possibly
be. Possibly
this
be.
One is on the 25th.
Okay.
So that would be Tuesday? Tuesday the 25th?
Could be.
Sure. Yeah. This one is at Colby Park. And it's at 5:30 p.m. They're going to have a whole safety initiative with a police department down there. They're going to have bike shops. They're going to have bike riding, and they're going to have demonstrations on safety signals and helmets
wow.
and all sorts of stuff. They'll even be there somebody teaching you how to change flat tires. This is all about bikes, and this is a free event at Colby Park next week. It's called the Bike Rodeo, and that's going to be a free event. Bring the kids down, learn how to properly wear a helmet, adjust a bike for comfort, everything you want to know about bikes at this free event in Colby Park, the Bike Rodeo. That's next week. That's the 25th. And that's free. That's awesome.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
there is always something going on. I'm just trying to find. I think I've got this thing about this bike rodeo somewhere.
Yeah. There's very little print that you're looking
yeah, that
at
that
right
is
now.
Very little print. Mayor's Bike Ride and Bike Rodeo. Yes, it is.
Ah, in conjunction with the
Mayor Diana Willits.
Great.
Is doing the Mayor's Bike Ride.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of fun.
Right.
So it's all happening.
May 25th?
Yes.
Yeah.
May 25th.
That sounds great. Fun
Can you
stuff.
See that? Can you
Mayor's
see that?
Bike Ride and Bike Rodeo. There it is. Go down there. Bring the kids. Learn about bikes. Bike safety. Fun
all right.
stuff.
Good stuff. As
Yay.
Always, thank you so much for hanging out with us.
Of course.
I hope you have a wonderful weekend. You've got
you as
stuff
well.
To do.
Oh, lots
stuff
of stuff to do.
To do. All
lots.
Right. All right,
we've mostly
got to
on Saturday.
You got to be a busy girl on Saturday.
I guess so.
All right, we got to clear out of here. Tyler Hackenmiller says it is time to leave. Hope that you've had a great week and a better weekend ahead. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls. Mark McDowell is the program director for the radio stations. Mary Sayer, the liaison between our ad agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. There is Jimmy Olson, who is the voice of Insight on Business. James Goodlett, who you heard earlier this week. He's the fellow that put together this original music for the Business News Hour you're listening to right now. For all those folks and our guests today, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.